Welcome to the Sunday 15 edition of the His Show podcast. This is Lincoln Lawing coming at you, sitting beside my main man, Austin Robinson. And Austin's going to be leading the way today. I will chime in when asked upon, but man, I'm going to kick it over to you, Austin, and see what you got about talking about what faith today, faith versus law.
Yeah, we're going to talk about faith versus law and what that looks like. And the reason I chose this one is because, you know, throughout my life and being around other people, you hear a lot of different things when it comes to faith versus law. And law, we're talking about law here on earth. You know, just our basic law-abiding citizens, you know, what the laws we have to have in place for us to not get in trouble, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then talking about faith and our faith in Christ and what that means. But the verse we're going out of today is out of Galatians 3, verses 10 through 12, and I'll read those real fast and then get your thoughts on that. But it says, "But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, 'Cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law.' So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. For the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. This way of faith is very different from the way of law, which says it is through obeying the law that a person has life."
Yeah, that's a good truth, and it's sometimes harder to grasp because I think it's very easy when it's like, okay, here's this set of rules, and if you do what is required in this set of rules, then here's what will happen. If you don't do what's required in this set of rules, here's what will happen. But in the law of the gospel and the law of God, he says, here's the law. That the point of the Ten Commandments, the point of the law was to show us our sin, right? It was to show us that, hey, you cannot keep these, is even in your best effort. That's why it's so important for Jesus to come to this earth, walk, and Jesus was the only one that fulfilled the law. And then Jesus died on the cross in our place. And then when we rest in that, we have freedom. So that's very much hard to grasp, but man, I'm just so glad that God is the kind of God that says, hey, I'm going to show you where you fall short, and then I'm going to give you the answer to it.
Yep. And, you know, just going off that, here on earth, you know, we as people have freedom because we obeyed the law. So we have freedom. Me and you have freedom right now because we haven't gone out there and done something bad enough for us to get locked up or whatever it may be. But you only have faith because, or you only have life because of faith. And, you know, I think for me, I think one of the things that separates the faith versus law here on earth is grace. And, you know, here on earth, you do something wrong or do something pretty bad, there's not really much grace shown towards you from, you know, those officials that you have to report to, the judge or family or friends. You know, if you do something really bad, there's not a lot of grace there for the most part. But with our faith, and when we do screw up, God shows us grace. He allows us to be redeemed for that and to repent of our sins, the things that we did bad. So I think the grace is the main thing that sets those two apart, that we have to understand, we have to realize, is because of grace that Christ has showed us. Is there any experience there, anything you have to add to that?
Yeah, I think that, yeah, that's what's the difference between God and the way things operate on this earth. Like, because I think one of the biggest misconceptions sometimes in the gospel is that God forgets about the wrong that we've done, or he says, hey, I know you've done wrong, but it's not a big deal, or I'm not worried about it. But it's not. He says it is a big deal. There is a price that has to be paid, and that's why Jesus died on the cross, right? But so because Jesus died on the cross, the debt, the wrath, what was due us, God's grace has been made, that payment's been made because of Jesus, so that allows us to walk in freedom. And that's hard to grasp, but when you do, it really can change the way that you live.
So next question, this is for our audience to think about, and me and Lincoln will talk about it. So first, you know, Lincoln, why do you consider yourself a good person? Or anybody listening, why do you consider yourself a good person in the eyes of this world?
I think it's Well, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, right? But it's easy to think about. Sometimes you start thinking about all the things that you do good. You say, well, I don't break the law, or, you know, I try to be a good dad, take my kids to school, provide for my family. You know, it's kind of not easy, but you start thinking about, hey, here's all the things that I do, so I can't be that bad.
Yeah, and breaking news to everybody, we're not good people.
Yeah, we're not. Newsflash.
None of us are good. We're good at times, but most of the time we're not. But the reason I asked that question is because I've had a lot of conversations over the past 6 years of being in ministry with different people. And some of these questions, or this question in particular, I've brought up, you know, as it relates to someone who may not be a believer at the time. I've asked the question to a few different people that come to mind, you know, why do you think you're a good person? Or they've brought it up in the conversation saying, well, I'm a good person. You know, I feel like I'm going to heaven when I die, just for simple fact that they think they're a good person because, like we're talking about, they obey laws here on earth. Mm-hmm. They've never killed anybody. They've never cheated on their wife. They've never done a bunch of different things that haven't broken the law. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I've always heard from, you know, a lot of people in my life is especially a couple of my dad's friends in particular, Taki in-law comes to mind. He's always said there's a lot of good people in hell. That's mm-hmm. that's a fact. There's hundreds of thousands of good people in hell because they simply just thought because they were good people, they didn't need Christ. They just needed the law that was here on earth to obey that, abide by that, and they thought they were going to heaven because of that. And that's a real thought. That's very common in today's world and in the past and now, that people think just because they're good people, they're going to heaven.
And then you have someone like the thief on the cross that was beside Jesus when he died, who, that's a great example of faith versus law, because all throughout Jesus's time, there were people like the Pharisees we talked about in the last episode of how they liked praise from men more than praise from God, but they kept the law but had no faith in Jesus. So their eternal destination was not with Jesus. Then you had a guy who was the thief on the cross who died beside Jesus, who had not been obeying the laws on this earth, clearly, because he was being punished for that. But in his dying breath, he expressed faith in Jesus that gave him freedom to be in heaven with Jesus. And that's a great reminder that our relationship with Jesus, our eternal destination, and our standing in the eyes of Christ is based solely on the freedom that we have from what Jesus has done for us on the cross, not our actions. Now, not to get ahead of you, but once you come to know Jesus and you enter that relationship, it makes you want to obey God's laws. And God says obey the law. So that flows out of that. But it's very important, like you said, that you can obey the law and not be in relationship with Jesus. But when you have faith in Jesus and what he's done on the cross, it gives us that freedom to live knowing where we stand.
Yep, that's exactly right. And going back to our passage out of Galatians 3, as we close out, one thing I want to end with is focusing on verse 11 and 12, and I'll reread those real fast. And it says, "So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. For the scripture says, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. This way of faith is very different from the way of law, which is, it is through obeying the law that a person has life." And Lincoln just hit on that a little bit, and we've hit on it throughout this episode, but the point that Paul was making in verses 11 and 12 is that God's word teaches that faith in the Lord is the way of salvation. God has appointed for all who have sinned and fall short of his glory, which is all of us. We've all sinned. Mm-hmm. We've all fallen short. But trying to save yourself by God's law does not belong to the way of salvation by faith. It belongs to the way of salvation by works. So just like you talked about, trying to save yourself by God's law does not belong to the way of salvation by faith. It belongs to the way of salvation by works, which we get confused all the time. Like you talked about, by works, by doing good things. And that's one thing that, you know, so many people get confused and get comfortable with the good works, with obeying the law. And it's something you have to be very careful on, especially as people who are non-believers, they just really don't know any better. Mm-hmm. And that's for us to show others, you know, that and talk about the faith versus law. It's important to talk about that stuff and let people understand the difference there.
Great word, and kind of the crux of that today is a couple things. One, you can never be good enough or do enough to earn God's love. That's number one. Number two, you can never be bad enough or do enough bad things to be too bad for God's love. I mean, he tells us that throughout Scripture. And what it really boils down to is the understanding of, hey, God created us with a plan and a purpose, and he loves us unconditionally, and he gave us this law. He gave us a standard of perfection, but every one of us have missed the mark on that. And because of that, he sent his son Jesus to die in our place to take the punishment for that wrath on to Jesus. And then Jesus walked out of the tomb 3 days later, and then it rests with us. Will we confess our sin and that we have fallen short, place our faith in Jesus, and repent, which simply means turn away from our actions. And then if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. And that's what it boils down to. So great word on that. A couple things I want to share before we go. We should have it coming out soon, the His Show website. So that's going to be hisshow.org. HISSHOW.ORG. There'll be some written devotions, some video devotions, link to the podcast, resources for you guys that are out there doing that. And if you ever want to reach out and get in touch with me or Austin, feel free to email me at lincoln@lincolnlawing.com. That's lincoln@lincolnlawing.com. Feel free to reach out to Austin. Austin Robinson, AustinRobinson, @fca.org. And lastly, if you've been listening to the podcast, you've enjoyed it, please go on, give us a rating, leave a review. We want to be able to get the word and the truth to as many people as possible, and your ratings, recommendations can help us do that. So if you've been listening, you enjoy, leave a rating, leave a review, and we just appreciate you guys joining us. Feel free to reach out anytime. Would love to hear from you. So for this edition of the Sunday 15 of the His Show podcast, Lincoln Lawing, Austin Robinson, we will see you next time.